This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
This is indeed the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio for Monday, and I'm Wendy Weiss filling in for Drew. We're thrilled to have you with us today and excited to welcome our next guest to the program. He is Dr. Bill Thierfelder. He is, as so many of you know, the president of Belmont Abbey College, a Catholic liberal arts college. He is the author of Less Than a Minute to Go, The Secret to World-Class Performance in Sport, Business, and Everyday Life. He is a former NCAA Division I coach, an Olympian. He did not compete because of an injury, but he is an Olympian. He is a national champ and a two-time All-American from the University of Maryland. The website for Belmont Abbey College is bac.edu, and he is joining us today to talk about something that will be very important to parents listening out there, making college affordable. I know you have everyone's attention now. Welcome, Dr. Thierfelder. How are you today?
Wonderful, Wendy, and it's so great to be on with you. What a great surprise.
Well, I am certain, as any woman my age can be, that you and I have talked about this before, actually. I think it was several years ago, and I remember you were trying to get the attention of the public regarding the cost, you know, kind of spiraling out of control, and you were fearful of the number of kids who would fall through the cracks and not be able to afford a college education. So with that determination that you bring to everything, Dr. Thierfelder, you seem to have really taken a major step in that direction. Tell us about Belmont Abbey College and this affordability model, if you will.
Well, you know, first you have to, I guess the audience, not everybody understands, I don't think, how higher education typically runs. And very succinctly, I'd say for most small private colleges, there is a gap between what it costs to operate a college and the revenue it receives from tuition. So in the past, the only way that people could close this gap was that they would either raise the tuition prices, and most likely in its end, raise tuition prices, and they'd have to rely on endowment earnings and annual donations and so forth. And they would close that gap between how much revenue they get from actually tuition and fees and how much it was costing to run the college. And then they would call that breaking even. But in the private sector, you don't call that breaking even. You call that an operating deficit. And so most colleges actually operate this way, and it's considered completely normal. But I was looking at it, and I just said, you know, this just seems a crazy way to keep going. Like, why are we constantly chasing, you know, this operating deficit, meaning we're spending more than we bring home? So just to give you an analogy, imagine if you and I, you know, take our paychecks, and at the beginning of the month we start spending it, and by the third week we've spent it all. And then we go around our neighborhoods with kind of our hat out, and we ask people for donations so we can make it through the last week. And then we do this every single month, and we consider it normal, you know? And I don't think anybody would consider that normal. So really what we're talking about is for the college affordability to happen for the average student, first colleges and universities need to, in a sense, live within their means. You know, first we need to operate on actually what we generate in revenue. And then fundraising, that doesn't mean you stop fundraising, but now fundraising can actually be used to actually build up the school, build up the programs, you know, improve our teacher learning, because that is really what the whole thing is about.
What keeps colleges and universities from living within their means, as you say? Are there maybe one or two top offenders in terms of reasons?
Well, I think part of it was, you know, the very elite universities that have these huge endowments, you know, billions of dollar endowments, they've sort of set the standard, I think, for all the other private colleges, even publics for that matter. And so what ends up happening is we're all trying to chase that model. We're trying to look, in a sense, like them without having the billions of dollars. And so it creates a certain model and a certain structure to a thing that we all would recognize as saying, oh, that's a college. You know, you look like a college. But believe it or not, I know people find this hard to believe, as expensive as it is, we do not cover all of the operational cost of a college based on the tuition dollars alone that we bring in, as expensive as it is. So I started to look at it and said, was there a way to actually change this model? And we began looking at it, and we've already begun it. As a matter of fact, we have recently just reduced our administrative costs by $1 million a year annually, with the hopes that we're going to be able to put more and more into the learning side of things. Because at the most rudimentary level, if you think about this, a college, what's it about? It's about bringing together an individual that has wisdom, knowledge, and experience with someone who is are seeking those things. You know, that is it. I mean, that's at the bottom level of the whole thing, and everything else should be there to facilitate that or help that to happen. Unfortunately, what's happened, I think, in higher education is that more and more has gone into accreditation and administrative functions and so forth, to the point that there's more money spent on administration than there is actually on the student or instructional cost, which is the student learning part. And I think we've got to try to change that. So I'm not speaking what anybody else has to go do. I'm just saying at Belmont Abbey College, what we've done is last year, as you know, as you mentioned, we lowered our tuition to 33%. But I saw that as only a first step. The next step was now to live, in a sense, within our means. How do we close that gap between what we bring in and what it actually costs to run the college? And once we do that, which I think we'll be at maybe in the next 2 years, I think we'll get to that point, we'll be able to operate completely on the tuition alone model, freeing up the fundraising dollars for endowment and other kinds of good things like scholarships. And then we'll be able to actually lower, we'll be able to actually give students more resource to be able to come. And my long-term vision for this is I would love to be a place where none of our students have to take out, state, they don't have to go for state or federal aid, they don't need federal loans and so forth. I'd like to build up a big enough endowment that we can provide for all of those students to come here, get a first-class, education that, not only makes them a well-educated person, but well-formed and well-prepared to go out into the world. That's what we're trying to do.
Dr. Bill Thierfelder is our guest. He is the president of Belmont Abbey College, a Catholic liberal arts college. The website, bac.edu. And when you say that you have already, Dr. Thierfelder, been able to cut administrative costs $1 million, I'm sure there are people listening who are, working in corporate America thinking, oh boy, I bet he's warmly received. And yet you have to have the cooperation of the faculty, the staff. How did you do that?
Well, to be honest with you, I sort of turned it over in a way to the management of the college. And I said this, look, why are we starting off with saying that things have to be a certain way? Why don't we be more entrepreneurial in our looking at this and say, let's start off with clearing the deck and saying, look, we're going to have a student walking in this door at some point. How do we basically get them to a classroom so they can learn, and get formed? How are we doing that? And when we sat down, I gave 10 directors and managers the job of saying, show me another way of doing this, how we could do our administrative services, and here is my charge to them. How could we do this better than we're doing it right now? Well, I'll tell you, they came back with an incredible plan for how we would be structured, not only physically how everything would be located, how people would be cross-trained, how we could use seasonality between departments, and in a sense, almost getting rid of departments. In other words, we're one department now. It's called a student success hub, and it's about student success. And so what they were able to do is they came back to me and said, here is the best way to go about doing this. And it resulted in saving $1 million a year. And believe it or not, there's other things, not so much administrative, but there's other things we're going to be able to do to get us to that point that we would be able to operate on, in a sense, living within our means.
I know that you are a very discreet college president, but I would imagine you're getting calls from some of your colleagues around the country.
I have gotten a few.
I'll bet.
Well, because, I don't know if people realize this. There's about 1,600 private colleges and universities in the United States. Half of them, 800, have endowments of less than $22 million. And when I say $22 million, probably people think, wow, that's a lot of money. But endowments mean that you can't touch that money. The only thing you can use out of the $22 million is any kind of earnings that may come from investments that you had in it. So actually, when you have an endowment of $22 million or less, you have very, very little money coming in to support your operations of the college. So, that's why the places that have the billion-dollar endowments, they actually operate maybe, like Harvard, for example, 45% of all of their operations is covered through their endowment earnings. So it's a very different, situation than being a small liberal arts college with a $10 million endowment.
Right.
And so there's many other college presidents looking for ways to do this. And people have tried it with online education and graduate programs and so forth. But it's still not enough because the principle, I think, is what we're missing. It's this idea that we shouldn't be spending more than we actually generate. And if we were to, again, live within those means, it would be difficult to do it first. It'd be hard. We'd have to be challenged to how do you set it up and administrate it and so forth. But once you get there, first of all, it would be a great relief, and also we then position ourselves where we can begin to lower the cost of higher education.
Well, and for people who are maybe their kids are in middle school or they're in elementary school and they think they have some time to you know put everything in place, and they certainly do, and maybe they're not aware of the fact, Dr. Thierfelder, that you were so adamant about this and so determined about this because you see the fact that we really are on a precipice, aren't we? I mean, there are a lot of those colleges that you talked about are probably not going to be able to stay open for too many more generations, if even for the next generation, because these things need to be addressed and they really haven't been.
I think to continue along the same lines, at least for us, as I looked at it, just didn't make any sense. In other words, this is not sustainable. You cannot just keep raising tuition. As a matter of fact, I'm committed. I've spoken to our board about it. I don't want to ever raise our tuition again. If anything, I want to look for ways that we're going to be able to lower it from here. So although we just lowered it 33%, I'm looking to lower it even further as we go. And I think, again, if we structure the operations of the college in a different way than we're doing or that we have been doing, we will put ourselves in a position to be able to do that. And I think it's possible for others to do it. I've had conversations with other presidents, and as I talk about it with them, what I've told them makes a lot of sense. As a matter of fact, there's a Columbia Grammar and Prep School up in New York City. There's a Dr. Richard Sahoyan, who's the headmaster up there. He wrote a book called Mind the Gap. And this is what he did at the secondary level, is that he operates that place completely on tuition alone. It is one of the best schools, if not the best school in New York City. It's the largest. They have the highest paid teachers. They have unbelievably great facilities. And he does the whole thing on tuition alone. I mean, it's really remarkable, but it can be done.
Belmont Abbey College has announced the affordable private college model. And as you can imagine, lots and lots of people are talking about this model. If you would like to join the conversation, if you have a question for Dr. Bill Thierfelder, you are welcome to phone in. The number is 877-766-3777. If you have kids in the elementary, the middle school, junior high, then certainly this is looming large on your family's financial horizon. So if you have a question for Dr. Thierfelder, 877-766-3777. We're going to take a very quick break and we'll be back. This is Relevant Radio and RelevantRadio.com.